Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Well, today we're going to talk about new puppies. No kittens, just new puppies today. First off, new puppies need vaccinations. So your breeder or whoever you got your puppy probably did something before you got your puppy. And one of the important things that you really need to do is bring those records with you. It's nice to know exactly his date of birth rather than figuring it backwards, which we do a lot of times and pretending we know. Also, it's nice to know what vaccinations and what deworming, things like that, have been done previous. It helps me to know what I need to do next and when I need to do it. In my office, the recommendation is to vaccinate your puppy at 6 weeks, 10 weeks, and 14 weeks. That's with his regular distemper and parvo and all of that. Then we like to do rabies at about 16 weeks, and remember that rabies is only good for 1 year the first time that we vaccinate him. Bordetella. We hear about Bordetella, commonly referred to as kennel cough vaccine. I usually don't use it in my office. I think that it's an overpriced situation that probably doesn't really need to be done. Bordetella is a bacteria. If you get a kennel cough, you can use antibiotics. But if you're going to do it, we need to do it at least 2 times. And if you want to keep it up, I would recommend you do it twice a year. Deworming. 85% of all puppies born in the United States are born with worms. So we routinely worm almost all of our 6-week-old puppies unless they've had a really good worming program up to then. Training. All kinds of training that we need to do. First one, of course, is potty training. I have 3 rules that I like to deal with. One is when your dog does it properly outside, you praise him. And when you praise him with words that mean something like, good potty outside, good potty outside. I don't like treats, and the reason I don't like treats is that you either have to have the treat with you and give it immediately after the puppy goes to the bathroom, or he won't know why you gave it. They have an attention span of about 15 seconds. So if you wait till you get in the house and give him a treat, you gave him a treat for coming in the house, not for going to potty. Also, if you're using treats all the time when he's going to the bathroom outside and you forget one, then you confuse him because he said, well, I did it the last time. How come I don't get a treat this time? So it's better just to praise him, tell him how great it is. Rule number 2 on potty training. If he goes in the house and you don't see him, then just leave it alone. Don't go show it to him. He just thinks you're stupid. He left it there. He knows what it is. You show it to him. He's going, what are you doing? 3rd thing is, if he goes in the house and you see him doing it, try to scare the very devil out of him. Make him think that the world is coming to an end if he ever see him doing that again. Stomp your feet, wave your hands, scream at the top of your lungs. By the way, you want to tell your kids and husband that you're going to do this. And I say that because most of the time it's the women that get to do this. So try to scare him, immediately swoop him up, take him outside. If he goes to the bathroom after he gets outside, then go from crazy person to, oh, you're the best whole puppy in the whole world because you went potty outdoors. Socializing. It's one of the things that I see that people fail to do too often. Socializing means taking your puppy out for walks, taking him to see people, stop people on the street, have them pet him so that he doesn't fear strangers. Take him in noisy areas. Take him someplace where there's loud sounds, banging and cracket and all kinds of things. Take him to those places so he gets used to those, and when he's with you, he knows that this isn't a big deal. Everybody loves to greet a puppy, so let people greet him. Let him talk to him. He'll think this is the greatest thing that ever happened to him, and that's what we want. The next part about new puppy is the obedience training. I think obedience training is essential for every dog, large and small. If your dog is 3 pounds and he's a Yorkshire Terrier, he needs to be able to walk on a leash, to sit on command, to come when you call him. Simple things. You don't have to train him to be a trailing dog or an attack dog. Train him to do the basics. Come, sit, stay. Things like that. Because when he gets into an environment where he gets frightened, if you tell him to heel, he comes over and sits down beside you, he's going to feel a lot safer because it's something he knows how to do. It's something he does all the time. So don't forget the obedience training. If you need help, we have obedience trainers in the area. I can refer you to someone who will help you. This is not free generally. It costs money, but is money extremely well spent. Also, we've been talking about nutrition. Call us about the nutrition of puppies. Puppies are all different. Big puppies require different nutrition than small puppies. So make sure you give us a call on that nutrition part of this whole program. This is Dr. Keith Leonard, Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street in Atlantic, Iowa. Always call us with your puppy questions at 243-2121.